Bill Stafford worked four innings in which he retired every man he faced. That is the longest he has been able to go so far this season. And in view of his late reporting of spring training and the development of a sore arm shortly after the start of the season, you might find the reason for bringing Coach in at this point. Ralph didn't want to run the risk of another sore arm. Ralph Terry started and was lifted in the third inning after having given up five hits. A walk, a double, a walk, and a double. Drove in two runs, and Stafford came in. Runners on second, third, nobody out. First man up, hit a sacrifice fly to get the third run home. Charged to Terry, and Bill did a tremendous job in relief, a perfect job. And now Jim Coates comes along, and Don Button, the first man he'll face in the seventh inning, pops to second and grounded to short. Coates' delivery in there, strike one, nothing in one. Pete Runnels is out on deck to hit for Hillman. Coates delivers, high, ball one, one and one. Jim Coates making his 14th appearance, his 13th relief job, has worked 33 and a half innings, allowed 21 hits. Earned run average of 2.72, a one loss record of 5-2. Given up 10 earned runs. The 1-1 pitch to Button. Swung on, there's a fly ball into short left. Kubek out, Yogi in, and Kubek makes the catch. One away. Pete Runnels coming up to hit for Dave Hillman. Batting 300. The pitch is low and inside for a ball. One ball. No strike. Coates delivers. Fastball in there. Strike one. We've just gotten information over the intercommunication system from the press box that Stafford's arm did begin to tighten the previous inning, but he went one more. Now the delivery is high, and our speculation proved to be a fact. A 2-1 count on Pete Runnels, American League batting champion last year. And the pitch is in there, strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The right-hander into the windup, and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Two away. Now Chuck Schilling grounded to second, drew a walk, and flied to right center. Yankees 8, Red Sox 3. It's the last of the seventh. Coates pitches high, ball one. The right-hander's delivery, inside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Gary Geiger on deck. Jim into the windup, and the next pitch is a little low. Ball three. 3-0. Jim Jim Ames this one, and it's high, ball four. They couldn't locate the plate for Schilling. So with two down, Schilling draws a walk. First Red Sox base runner since Jensen doubled in the third inning. Gary Geiger popped to third, dropped a double along the left field line, and popped to third. A left-hand batter hitting the opposite field. I don't know whether he'll pull this time or not. The pitch swung on and popped up in the air over near the stands. It may, let's see. Blanchard got a play on it. He has, and one-hands it. That ball sailed back, and he one-handed it. Boyer was right behind him, though. Dodge retired as Geiger fouls out to Blanchard. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. At the conclusion of seven innings, the Yankees, eight runs, 12 hits, no errors, five left on. Boston, three runs, five hits, no errors, and five men left on base. Do not make haste, because haste makes waste. I want you to stop and tarry. Should you be sure and carry plenty of those six packs, Jack? Get that sunny mellow taste. Crisp lightness that refreshes you like a cool dip on a warm summer's day. Those are the things you want in beer, the things you get in today's Ballantine. Talking about the crisp refresher. Washington beat Los Angeles 5-1. They only played one. Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-3 in the first game. Baltimore 1, Chicago nothing, end of 6 in the first game. Kansas City 2, Detroit nothing, end of 6.5 first game. National League, Cincinnati 7, San Francisco 2, end of 8.5 innings, first game of a day or morning and afternoon doubleheader. St. Louis, L.A., P.M. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-1, first game. Chicago 5, Pittsburgh 3, first game. At the Indianapolis Speedway 500-mile Memorial Day Classic, the winner was A.J. Foyt, Eddie Sack second, and Roger Ward third. We don't have their time. Mike Fornelis comes in to work for the Red Sox as we go to the eighth inning. Bobby Richardson up, swings at the first pitch and grounds it to short. Button to his left up with it, throws on to first, one away. Bobby, who had flied to right center, lined to center and singled to short on a slow roller. Actually singled through the middle, a slow hit ball. Button made a fine play, but Bobby beat it. Bobby grounds out to short to open the eighth, and here is Jim Coates. Cornelius, in his 14th appearance, has a record of 1-2. Second time out against New York. Dittmar loosening up in the New York bullpen. Cornelius pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Coach swinging for the wall. Now the delivery. Bunted, foul, coming back into the stand. Jim bunted under the ball and came spinning back. We had a lot of fun after the ball game last night for a while. A great many of the people who were here for the celebration of the president's 44th birthday came from Hartford and other points in Connecticut, including the National Democratic Committeeman Bailey. Coach takes low outside for a ball, and many of the state officials, the governor, led by the governor, and he just wanted to talk baseball. A good admixture of Red Sox and Yankee fans. They pitch to Coach. Strike three called. Cleet Boyer coming up. Single to left, grounded to short, single to left, and single to short. 3-4. Eight to three, New York. Eighth inning. Cornelius delivers over the outside corner for a strike. The Red Sox have gotten some pretty good pitching. Over this season. Next pitch is low outside for a ball. They had a team pitching staff earned run average of 3.61 for the start of today's game, as opposed to the Yankees 4. Now the pitch swung on line into left field for a base hit. And Cleet Boyer lines a single to left for his fourth hit. 4 for 5, the Yankees' 13th hit. Up comes Tony Kubek, struck out, single to right. Fly to right twice and single to left center. One run batted in. Cornelius delivers to Tony, who swings and lines this one to right field for a base hit. Boyer goes on to second. Boyer stopped halfway between first and second. He forgot there were two outs. Jensen charged the liner, but they already had two outs. He's probably computing his batting average, and isn't often a fella gets 4 for 5. Then suddenly you realize there were two outs. He couldn't have gotten past second anyway. The ball was lined out there in a hurry. Roger Maris, single to center, hit a solo homer, grounded to second, flied to left. Two on, two outs. The pitch is over, strike one. Of course, we could have helped Cleet out and told him that he jumped his average from 243 to 267 today. 24 points. Cornelius, the two away, delivers, and Maris takes it low outside. Ball one. 8-3, New York, eighth inning. Runners lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball two. 2-1. Two on, two out. Mike's pitch on the way is inside. Ball three. 3-1. Balls, one strike. Boyer on second. Kubek on first. Two outs. And the pitch. Swung on. There's a drive. Hits a deep right field. That ball is going. Going. It is gone. Maris hitting his second homer of the day. And the Yankees' sixth homer. Now the ball game. Too short of the record of 8-1. Maris being off way back. Getting his 11th homer. 4 runs batted in the game, 27 the season. One homer and one three RBIs behind Mantle, hit a 3-run homer in the first inning. Struck out, grounded to third, fly to center. 11-3, New York. They've had 6 home runs. They pitched to Mantle. Swung on and fouled off upstairs, strike one. The third 3-run inning, 11-3, New York. Scarron hit 2, Maris 2. Mix takes the strike. Right in there. Mantle, Berra. And the 2-strike pitch. Swung on. There's a drive to deep right center field, and that ball is going on into the bleachers for Mickey Mantle for his second homer of the game. 4 runs batted in, and it is 7 home runs for the Yankees and 1 short of the record of 8. And the second back-to-back deal for the Yankees in the game. Mantle's 13th. And 31 runs batted in. And his long drive of about 425 feet into the bleachers. 12-3, New York. Now Yogi is at 1-4. The pitch to Barra is high, ball one. Takes a pitch. It's high. It's a 1-1 count. He swings and lines it into right field for a base hit. Barra singles to right. So with two outs in this inning, there have been five consecutive hits. And up comes the Moose, who has singled to center, hit two homers and walked. 12-3, New York. Cornelius ready, delivers, and Skarin, look out. That one almost hit him up on the shoulder. One ball, no strikes. Stay loose, Moose. And the pitch. Swung on, foul back upstairs. Oddly enough, only one homer has been hit into the friendly left field screen. One of Moose's second one was hit over the Red Sox bullpen, just about the spot where a man will hit his in right center. All the others have been to the deep part. Change up, curve over. 1-2. The Yankees have enjoyed their finest hour in a long while. Here's the pitch to Skarin. Swung on, a ground ball hit out to short. Up with it is Budden. Flips over to Schilling for the force out at second on Barra. For New York, four runs. Five hits, no errors, and one left on. At the end of 7.5 innings. New York 12, Boston 3. They've been hitting for the distance. Teddy, you can go all the way with Valentine beer because it's a truly great beer. You sip it, swallow it, and it tastes crisp and clear and golden. This better taste comes from better ingredients, brewed with a skill that has matured and developed for well over a century. This important combination of better ingredients and brewing skill results in the most refreshing, most deeply satisfying glass of beer you've ever enjoyed. Get next to a golden glass of the crisp refresher soon and discover why people who know quality when they taste it enjoy over 5 million glasses of Ballantine beer every day. In the last half of the eighth inning, Vic Wirtz.
WOKO Albany.
Beck and Malzone to follow. Wirtz doubled to left center, walked, and grounded to short. We pause for station identification.
1460 on the dial. This is WOKO Albany, New York. Good sound broadcasting for 1961. Holiday drivers, strict obedience of rules and regulations may avoid arrest or accident tragedy. Drive carefully.
Vic Wirtz up, Jim Coates to the windup, and the pitch. Vic picks high, ball one. 12-3, New York. The Yankees' second highest offensive output of the year. The next pitch swung on, popped high into the air along third baseline. Boyer makes the catch. Wirtz pops to Boyer. One away. Now Jackie Jensen took a third strike, double to left, and grounded to second. Red Sox got three runs in the third inning off Ralph Carey. Jensen doubling with the bases loaded off the left field wall. Jim Coates fires away. Look out, Jackie. It hit him on the hand. And he's on. He trots on down to first base. Jensen hit by a pitched ball. And up comes Frank Malzone. Grounded to short, hit a sacrifice fly to right, and grounded to second. Coach ready. And the pitch. High, ball one. Danny McDevitt in the Yankee bullpen, loosening up along with Art Dittmar. Coach's pitch swung on line down the left field line into the corner. Yogi playing it into the corner. Jensen around second, heads for third. The throw goes quickly into second, and Malzone back to first with a single to left. With one out in the eighth, a hit batsman in the single. Sets it up for Jim Faglioni. Single to left, grounded to short, and pops to second. 12-3, New York, eighth inning. Pitch to Paglioni is just outside. Ball one. Next delivery swung on and missed. Strike one. One and one. Swung on, grounded to short. Kubek over to Richardson for one. Back on the Skyer and a double play. Boy, that Kubek went way over to his right in behind Boria to grab that ball and start the Twins killing. No runs, one hit. No errors and one left on. End of eight innings of play. Yankees 12 runs, 17 hits and no errors. Boston 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Yankees are stranded, 6. And the Red Sox, game highlighted by seven New York home runs, one short of the Major League record for one game by one team. Elsewhere, as we look at the Ballantyne scoreboard in the American League, Washington beat Los Angeles 5-1. Hobaugh the winner, Garver the loser, Averill homered. First game of a doubleheader, Cleveland beat Minnesota 4-3. Funk the winner in relief of Hawkins, Pasquale the loser. The second game will be Ramos and Grant. Baltimore 4, Chicago nothing, end of seven innings. Barber against Shaw with Kemmer relieving in the seventh. Gentile homered in the seventh, one on. First game of Detroit, Kansas City 3, Tigers 1 at the end of seven and a half innings. Archer against Mossy with Fisher in relief in the eighth. National League, a morning game, Cincinnati 7, San Francisco 2, end of eight and a half. Maloney, Brosnan, Henry for the Reds. Jones, Fisher, Duffalo, Bolin for the Giants. Home runs, Pinson, Maloney, one on and Freeze. For the Giants, Alou, Landreth, Hiller, and Mays, the last two in the ninth, to make it at least 7-4 as they bat. Right now, in the first of the ninth at Fenway, John Blanchard up, takes low and inside. St. Louis, Los Angeles play tonight. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 3-1. Buell beat Peressi, Thomas homering in the seventh in the first game. Blanchard takes low for a ball. Willie and Mahaffey in the second game. Chicago beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Ellsworth beats Mizell. Rogers and Kendall homering. Second game, 2-0 Cubs at the end of the first inning. Cardwell and Friend. Mike Cornelius pitches, and it is in there for a strike. The Indianapolis Speedway Memorial Day race was won by A.J. Foyt of Houston, Texas. Eddie Sachs second, Roger Ward third. Cornelius flips and Blanchard hits a fly ball in the straightaway center. Gary Geiger under it, takes it for the out. John popped to short, grounded to second, struck out, and hit the box before just now flying to center. And he is the only regular other than the pitchers that failed to hit. Boyers had 4 out of 5. Kubek, 2 out of 5. Maris, 3 out of 5, including 2 homers. Mantle, 2 out of 5, including 2 homers. Pitch to Bobby Richardson in for a strike. Maris driving in 4 and Mantle 4. Barras had 2 for 5, including a homer. Skarin, 3 for 4, including 2 homers. The pitch is in there for a strike. And Richardson, who is up, has had one for four. Fly to right center, line to center, singled, and grounded to short. Mike Fornelis delivers, and Bobby lifts a high pop foul off first. Vic Wirtz moves under it and takes it. Two away. And here's Jim Coates. So Jim might keep it alive, but from the standpoint of tying the record for most homers in the game by one team, which is eight, the Yankees are one short. They've had seven, the record's eight. Cornelius pitches high and inside to Jim Coates. Stick out. Next pitch hits Coates in the back. Jim goes by him and says something to him. And now Bob Stewart goes out and says something to Cornelius. And Stewart is calling Higgins out. I think Bob is saying that he deliberately threw at Coates. In fact, they're only saying something, and now Higgins is coming over. Jensen. And now Higgins is arguing with Stewart. Stewart went out, I think, to warn Cornelius. And Charlie Berry comes over to get into the discussion. Jim Coates is aboard, hit by a pitch ball. Mike Cornelius is working to Boyer. He's had four for five. He swings and fouls it back. Strike one. Low outside for a ball. Next pitch to Boyer is outside and low. The most home runs by a team in a game, eight, the Yankees in 1939, the Braves in 1953, and the Reds in 1956. The Yankees have hit seven in this one. And one other thing I may want to bring up here in a moment. Here's the pitch, and it's over the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Cleet Boyer, who's had four out of five, raised his average 24 points to 267. At bat with Coates on first in the ninth inning, 12-3, New York. Mike Cornelius delivers, pitch is swung on, it's a high fly ball into right field. Jackie Jensen is under it, makes the catch, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on at the end of 8.5 innings. The score, the Yankees 12 and the Red Sox 3. You ever see a ball game quite like this one? You see different kinds. But it's had two ingredients. the long ball, and some exciting plays. Makes a good ball game. The two very important things that go into a truly fine beer. The first is lightness, the second, flavor. To really refresh, a beer must have lightness plus lager beer flavor. That's where Ballantine beer comes in. Ballantine combines the best of both to deliver the taste you've been searching for in beer. A taste that's sunny, mellow, and just as crisp and refreshing as all outdoors. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor too, then make the good old three-ring sign and ask the man for Ballantine. People know quality when they taste it, and that's the reason why over 5 million glasses of the crisp refresher enjoy it every day. So try it, friends, and enjoy it. Ballantine beer, the crisp refresher. The thing I wanted to bring up is the Yankees tied a record of having as many as three players hit two home runs in one game. Mantle and Maris and Skaron have done it today to tie a record. As we go to the last half of the ninth inning, Carroll Hardy up, and Coates' pitch is swung on and lined foul. Left field stand, strike one. Pittsburgh had Kiner, Greenberg, and Cox do it in 1947. The Red Sox had Doerr, Dropo, and Williams do it in 1950. The Giants had Mays, Spencer, and Westrum in 1956. The Reds had Thurman, Robinson, and Kluszewski in 1956. And the Yankees today have had Maris, Mantle, and Skaron. So it hasn't been done very often. They pitch to Hardy just outside for a ball, one and one. One ball, one strike. Coates pitches. Swung on, lined out into right field for a base hit. Maris takes it on a hop. They throw in the second. Hardy really traveled around first and hits the dirt going back in. A single to right. Don Button swings and misses, strike one. So this was the second time that it's been done in the American League, one team having three players hit as many as two homers. He's done the National League three times. Here's the pitch, and it's low outside for a ball. Ball, one strike, and the pitch. It's over the outside corner for a strike. Jack Reed has gone into center field, by the way, in place of Mantle. Coach delivers, and it is over that outside corner. Called strike three. Button took it a good look, but it was over there. And we'll have Russ Nixon coming up to bat for Mike Cornelius. Nixon batting for Cornelius. Left-hand batter. And the pitch. High, ball one. One ball, no strike. Here's the delivery. It's outside. Ball two. 12-3 New York, last of the ninth. Here's the delivery. High for ball three. 3-0 count. We have a night game tomorrow. We'll be on the air at 8:55. 7:55. Game's at 8 o'clock. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 3-1. A 3-1 count. And the pitch. Swung on line out into right center field and it's going to be in there for extra bases. There goes Hardy on his way to third, and in the second goes Nixon with a double. Double right center for Russ Nixon. Up comes Chuck Schilling. Grounded to second, walk, fly to right center, and walk. One out in the ninth inning, 12-3, New York. Gary Geiger on deck, and the pitch. Inside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. It's in there, strike one, 1-1. Runners lead away from second and third. The pitch swung on, foul back out of play. Strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runners lead away from second and third. Coates delivers and Schilling takes it outside. Ball two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the delivery. Swung on and fouled back out of play. Count remains 2-2. A 2-2 count. Hardy leads off third. Nixon off second. Now the windup and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. There are two away. And up comes Gary Geiger. Pops to third, double to left, pops to third, foul to the catcher. Coach delivers to Geiger. High, ball one. Leading away from second and third, ninth inning. Jim Coates delivers and Geiger takes it low, ball two. Two balls, no strike. Now the next pitch. It's outside, ball three. Vic Wertz is on deck. Jackie Jensen to follow. And the 3-0 pitch. It's over. Strike one, 3-1. Here's the delivery. Swung on to high pop. In the very short right, Richardson backing up, still going back, and makes the catch, and the ball game is over. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on, and the Yankees win the second game of the series, 12-3, with a home run blast, included seven, one short of the record, for most homers in a game by one team. And tied a record for most men to hit as many as two homers in a game, with Mantle, Maris, and Skarin each hitting two. So as we check the totals, check your Ballantine beer, fill up the glass, and have a ball.